I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Well, yeah, that last part.
It's all the same. It's just a matter of
like, so the injury thing. The injury thing is difficult. It's a part of the.
They're like, that's who they are. How are you going to tell me like, oh yeah, LaMelo Ball is going to be healthy based off of what? He's always been hurt. Joel Embiid's career is damn near over because he's always been hurt.
But
I'm not going to ride for LaMelo. If out of those groups, I'd rather ride with if anyone, it's Trey.
Well,
I know. I know.
We on the I know. We're on the same page with that. But I guess, and this is what I'm caught up on, and maybe I shouldn't be. They're both miserable.
Yeah, stop telling me
one is the way to go, and this is exciting because the young guys are playing when they haven't won more than 20 games for 3 years. And well, at least they got a direction. Yes, they stink. Mm-hmm. That's the direction. I want nothing to do with that. Just like I don't want LaVine, Sabonis, and DeRozan on the team, and they've got 5 wins. Mm-hmm. That sucks too. Mm-hmm. That's why I say we lost the plot with all this. I just want to see winning basketball.
For the record, I like Trey too, but I don't think that one's happening.
I know.
I think we could take the think out of that.
Yeah.
Our man Michael says, nah, D, if you're looking at a 7-8 playoff year, 7 to 8 years of a playoff drought, then that would mean the Kings rebuilding has gone terribly wrong. Okay, let's go with that. This is year 3?
Mm-hmm.
This would be year 3. Okay, now just keep in mind, Zach's still here, DeMar's still here, Domas is still here. Let's say it takes one more year. Everyone says 2027. Okay, so you got to get through this year. So now we're at 4. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go hypothetically. The Kings land a solid pick in this year's draft. Get a good ball player. You got Neek, you got Max, you got Keegan doing whatever he's doing. Probably not ready yet. You're at year 5. That's where the Washington Wizards are at now. So let's say now you've got 3 rookies under Scott Perry. You've got them making the playoffs at 60, because we're at 5, easy. Without blinking, we're at 5. You've got them making the playoffs. You're talking about 7 to 8 years. Everything has gone terribly wrong. 7 to 8 years, this game has barely started. 6 years. Because remember, there's about to be 3 behind us. So in 3 years, you think we're stripping this thing down, which Zach, remember, until it's done, Zach LaVine is under contract next year. In 3 years, this team's making a playoff run.
No.
Like, come on. Which, 7 to 8 years, there's 3 behind us. Mm-hmm. 3 more ahead of you just gets to 6.
I don't know if this helps, but this is like year 1 right now, too. I wouldn't count this as year 3.
I don't even know if they started yet.
But it's no, it they haven't started.
Yeah, they
haven't. Well,
they haven't started anything. What I'm saying is there's 3 years. Once you factor in this year, you've missed the playoffs for three straight years.
Yeah.
They're starting this summer, maybe.
If I mean, the best case scenario for Kings fans is it's starting now. Mm-hmm. It's starting at the trade deadline. And we can revisit this discussion if Zach, DeMar, all those guys, Domas, they're all gone. Mm-hmm. We could completely revisit this discussion if they're gone by February. Because then you've accelerated this a little bit quicker, and maybe you're headed into a strong offseason positioning. Because I assume we'll say two of those three guys are gone. Mm-hmm. You landed some assets somewhere. I would hope at least one of them might be for this year.
Yeah, and once again, talking about Washington, and I don't have any problem with the way that Washington is going about it, but they got some cool players. They're still looking for the one that can elevate everybody. That's what you're looking for. What you're hoping for eventually. And there's no guarantee that you ever get the one.
We don't do this enough. I want to thank the radio audience. The radio audience, I think they actually listen. The Chatty House shows with message after message. They don't listen for anything.
No, we're
so glad you guys are active. This isn't year three. It's year one. No, you've missed the playoffs for three straight seasons. I don't know what part about this you guys don't understand. So if you're listening on ESPN 1320, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, the iHeart app, salute. We appreciate you. You're actually listening. The Chatty House is so eager to get their takes off, they can't put one plus one. But to those who have never once messaged before, salute. We think you're actually listening.
What if
year one? You're right. It's year nothing.
Right.
But you're still going to miss the goddamn playoffs.
Right. You brought up Washington because that was the
such a weird article.
The article that you brought up.
Let's write this long piece about a 3-17 team.
Is Detroit the same thing as Washington? They drafted Cade in 2021 and now they're the one seed in 2025.
Or
I'm not saying
or,
you can get to the one seed or whatever, or it's a 4-year process. They were better last year.
Or is Washington Charlotte? And Charlotte got the Rookie of the Year. They drafted the Rookie of the Year, and they're still 6-16.
No, what I'm asking is, can you end up being the Pistons rather than the Wizards were just always?
So going back to the remark about after the draft, that's what the Pistons did. People laughed at the Pistons for signing Tobias Harris. Mm-hmm. They used their cap space because they drafted. They used their cap space to sign veterans, to sign older players, to sign guys who will work with them. That's where things clicked for them last year.
Mm-hmm.
If you can manage, and remember, no one wanted that job. They gave it to J.B. Bickerstaff. I can't imagine no shade to JB Bickerstaff. JB is always brought in as like the interim head coach. He had just lost his job in Cleveland and he's killed it. Like I don't know when the story on JB Bickerstaff is going to change. Like he was really good in Cleveland. They thought a different coach could get him over the top. He's been really good in Detroit.
Yeah.
Like all accounts show JB Bickerstaff is a really, really good coach and he seems to work really well with young players. And these guys are responding to him. But there's a next step after the draft.
Yeah, maybe we're arguing the same thing then. Because I guess what I'd argue is I'd rather take my route, drafting my Cade Cunningham through the draft and then building it out through there, adding through free agency or trades, whatever, adding around that rather than, I guess, going the LaMelo Ball route and just trading for a guy. You can't just draft a team solely through the draft. Like, you're going to have to add around the edges and stuff like that. But I'd rather go that route rather than the other way. And, I mean, add LaMelo Ball here, cool. Like, add Ball here, that's fine. Like, is Simonis still the second best player? Because we know how that goes.
I would be opportunistic with trading for certain type of players. Younger players, guys like that. Jonathan Kuminga. If you could be the Kings, be sorry this year, get a top 5 pick, trade for Jonathan Kuminga at the trade deadline. Have Keegan Murray and whatever you think of Neek and Maxine. That could, that it's no guarantee, nothing is a guarantee, obviously. Mm-hmm. But that could jumpstart the process.
Where instead of looking, said that. She go to Barge and Joe.
Well, yeah, no guarantee.
That's it. You know, I didn't think you'd know that song. Look at you.
No guarantees.
Look at you. I see you, boy.
That's the only Chico song I know.
But it's the only Chico song anybody knows.
That's the one. But you can, instead of it being 7 to 8 years, maybe it's 5 or 6. Like, if I laid out this scenario where you traded for Jonathan Kuminga, you already think Keegan Murray is supposed to be good, you draft a great player in the top 5, maybe a Tobias Harris type signing, maybe this could be a 4 or 5 year drought as opposed to what Washington has been doing, especially here in the West. You might be looking at 7 to 10 years.
Yeah
maybe, like, maybe that's the I think the difference between the two is I do think you need to trade for somebody at some point.
The difference between the two what?
Like the processes. Washington not trading for nobody.
Right.
And Washington
and again,
not be at the spot where they're
right now. They're not ready.
It might be next year.
They're not
where
ready.
They're willing to trade. But I do think whether it's LaMelo, whether it's Kuminga, be opportunistic with one of these young guys and try to trade for them and take a chance with them while still maintaining your picks. Like you could trade for Kuminga. You might even be able to trade for LaMelo and still keep your picks.
Like we talked about that too. Like when the Kuminga stuff was hot or whatever, it's like, yeah, you're not trading for Kuminga to be your guy, but you're out of round. So if you're able to draft this year or whatever, yeah, try to make a Kuminga deal happen. Like you said, you got him, Keegan, and the draft pick. Like that's different. It's not just, we're going to sit through the draft the whole time, but I'd rather get my guy through the draft and build around that way rather than throw LaMelo in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hate LaMelo, it's just he's the guy. Right, Tim or Ja, trade's not happening. So that's just the route I'd go. Like, yeah, you can't just do through the draft.
No, I got you for sure. I think the whole point of this as well is, or
Kings
you
got
do.
Us turning on each other.
Or you do. Mm-hmm. You do it the way Washington and Charlotte is. But just be realistic with what that may look like. I think that's the whole point of what you brought this up for.
It's going to look
just
like
be
you,
real
it's
what it's
gonna
looking
like you getting a code in your email for free tickets to Sacramento
right.
Kings game.
Right. And don't talk to me when we're 6 years into the drought and the team is 6-25 and talking about, it's great because Jeremiah Daniels is playing. All right, bro. They haven't won 20 games in 4 years. None of this is great. Unless Jeremiah Daniels is like him.
We are in a better spot than the Pelicans, though, right?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, they got players there. Yeah,
yeah, they got some young boys in there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I take the Pelicans in a heartbeat over the Kings. Although they don't not having that pick next year is tough. That is tough.
Them rookies they got there is cold right now. Man. They need to get my man Queen a jersey. Stop hating. Put it on the site, man. What y'all doing? Y'all ain't even selling anything.
There ain't nobody there to buy it.
That's a good point too. We'll come back.
Seattle Pelicans coming soon.
We'll come back. We'll, we see the phone lines. All right. Hang tight. Leezy, we see you. That's probably TC. Whoever that. Hang tight. We'll get your phone calls next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the Elk Grove Kid Talk line here.
I'll tell Jesse Tappy. Jesse, you listen to that and tell me what you think about it. Unfortunately, Dame won't be able to.
I'm excited.
Just real quick before we get to TC here. Top 10 R&B and hip-hop songs of the year, according to Billboard. Luther, number one. TV Off, number two. Timeless, number three. 30 for 30, number four. Not Like Us, number five. Mutt, number six. Squabble Up, number seven. Nokia, Sticky, and What You Know About Me at number 10. Rap songs, Luther, TV Off,
Luther's
Not Like Us.
Luther's not a rap song. What the hell are we doing? What are we doing? Is Luther a rap song?
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, Luther, number one. TV Off, number two. Not Like Us, number three. Squabble Up, number four. Nokia, number four. Five. R&B songs, Timeless, Mutt, 30 for 30. Cry For Me, Burning Blue. Love that song.
Burning Blue.
And then perhaps the most amazing part, top R&B and hip-hop albums. SOS, which I think came out 3 years ago. This is the number one album of 2025. GNX, number two. An old Tyler, the Creator album. Some sexy songs for you and Hurry Up Tomorrow.
Billboard doesn't
Good
have,
Kid, Mad City was number eight.
Billboard doesn't have It Depends on there for R&B or Folded.
R&B songs. Folded is number 10. Residuals is number 9. Heart of a Woman, number 8. Like Him, number 7. Somebody Loves Me, number 6. It Depends is not on any of these, but It Depends came out a little later in the year, no? Well, no, I guess it came out around the same time Folded did.
Yeah, around the summertime.
I don't know that did Billboard numbers. These are Billboard charts. These aren't like awards categories. These are just Billboard charts.
Yeah, Billboard.
Well, those are numbers,
sometimes
Kenny. That's streaming.
Sometimes they miss.
These are like streaming numbers. That's why all these albums are from years ago.
I'm just saying sometimes. Well, you just go with the numbers, then you just go with the numbers. I don't know what numbers they use, though. I mean, because... I don't know. Billboard. It Depends was everywhere for about 4 weeks because of the dance. Like, you could not go on social media without.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how TikTok. I don't know how that works.
I did a dance last night. All of a sudden,
are you Mr. TikTok influencer again? Or
no, my son asked me to do
it.
Dance.
TikTok is tough because you open it and look, there's Eddie's ass probably talking about, hey, the boy. Get out of here. He just posted a picture of Drake, and I know he did it to troll me. Like, I know he did that on purpose. Let's see. King KC.
It's not on mine, though.
Well,
it's,
no, he last posted February 21st. Boy, what a ride, Kenny's TikTok. He posted his first video on January 21st and his last one on February 21st. What a month.
Aaron Rodgers.
Kenny out there with the American flag.
I'm back in 2026, though. I am back in 2026. All right. I'm back.
New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Also, real quick, what was your question regarding Ty Lue on that Chris Paul clip? Because he was talking about Chris Paul.
It was all.
As far as I took, yeah. So there's crazy. So Damien, there's this clip with Ty Lue talking to, seemingly it seems about Chris Paul. The way I took it is like, yeah, Chris Paul, I don't care if you're Chris Paul, get the basketball, run the plays, and start playing.
Is that FCP?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody worried about all that.
No.
Damn.
I think CP3 is the heel in all this.
Yeah. Feels like it.
They try to make him the baby face. No, he was giving low blows to the whole thing.
Let's see what Leezy's talking about here. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kid Talk Line. What's up, Leezy?
Yo, what's up, G-Lo Casey? Jesse, what's popping in the back, man?
What's up, man?
What's up, Leezy?
What's up? Oh, my bad. I'll get to it.
been here before. Come on.
Sorry, man. I'm a little rusty. It's been a minute. Hey, so guys, y'all... Well, yeah.
I saw you like 3 days ago. What are you talking about?
You want to talk about?
Hey, you okay? So you guys are talking about the draft and how, well, rebuilding teams and how there's a lot of bad teams out there trying to rebuild. Like the Jazz never get it right. Washington, what are they doing? Even the Hornets. But one team like you guys don't really talk about, and I want to get your opinion on it, is like the Houston Rockets, because they drafted most of their guys from Shingun, Thompson, Jabari Smith, and Reed Shepard. But the thing for them, the whole thing with them is I feel like they surrounded them with good veterans, whether it's Van Fleet or Dylan Brooks at the time, and having a good coach in Ime Udoka. I just think that's a good like team that rebuilt the right way.
That's a good call, Leezy. Raphael Stone seems to be a great general manager. Mm-hmm. I also want to make sure we're fair to the Wizards. The Wizards are not trying to win. They are desperately not trying to win.
Right.
Like, I would guess their approach, once they secure a bottom four record, or once they secure, once the lottery is passed and they know that they're drafting in the top eight and they're keeping their pick, mm-hmm. their approach is going to change. Mm-hmm. There was no point in bringing in veterans. There was no point in bringing in anyone that could help Alex Sarr or Keyshawn George. There was no point. Mm-hmm. They needed to keep this pick. So, you know, in an attempt to stall them out a little bit, they're sticking with their plan, but their plan, let these young guys play, develop them, keep this pick, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you've got to do what Detroit did. You've got to, and then, you know, what Leezy was talking about right there with Houston, you got to find vets and players to bring in and help these young guys. One thing I like about Houston is they drafted players and they seem to, you know, I guess maybe this is a chicken or the egg question. They established an identity. Dylan Brooks was a big part of that. And Ime Udoka is a far bigger one. But those two, you know, you have the opportunity to get Kevin Durant. You move on from Dylan Brooks, the money work. Like, you do that. But Dylan Brooks and Ime Udoka worked perfectly together. Those were two, like, anchors for the way that that team likes to play basketball. Like, they're physical, they're not flashy, they're going to score at the rim, they're going to score in the mid-range. They'll hit their threes, they're just not going to shoot a ton of them, mm-hmm. and they're going to beat you on every spot of the floor.
Yeah, and people thought they were stupid for going to get Dylan Brooks, mm-hmm. you know, and bringing him in there. Like, why would you bring Good him boy. In there mm-hmm. or whatever? And it worked out really well. Houston did a really good job of – kind of turning everything around with what they had going on. And they had the second aspect of all of this. They hit on all their picks.
Yeah.
And the one that was kind of questionable, they were able
big
to
Sam
parlay
Presti
that.
Vibes there in Houston.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were able to parlay that into Kevin Durant. I'm talking about Jalen Green,
mm-hmm.
But they hit on Thompson, they hit on Reed Sheppard, they hit on Sengun, they hit on Jabari Smith. You know, that's four drafts, four
Raphael,
out of five drafts.
Raphael Stone drafted every one of those players you just named.
Yeah,
every single one of
them. They got Tari Eason in one of those drafts as well. So that's the other part of tanking or rebuilding or whatever you want to call it, getting it right. You got to get it right. And hopefully Scott Perry, because I'm assuming that's who'll be here, hopefully he gets it right no matter when he drafts or how many draft picks he has.
Houston in 2020-2021, which I think was Raphael Stone's first year. If it wasn't his first year, it was definitely his first draft because he drafted Jalen Green.
2020-2021. Is that Sengun?
No, it was Jalen Green. 2021?
2021. Yeah, Jalen Green for sure. When did they get Sengun? The next year?
Sengun is...
Because I feel like Sengun
is 2021. He was drafted. Yeah, they acquired him through a trade.
Yeah.
In that same draft.
Man. Green and Sengun.
In the same draft. They were 17-55 headed into that draft. Mm. And that was 2021. I need to look when... Because... He deserves a lot of. When did Raphael Stone take over in Houston? Because was that his first year after Daryl Morey went to October 15, 2020? So that year, yeah. They were 17-55 when he took, or that year, they were 17-55 his first year.
Yeah.
That first draft lands Green and Sengun.
He's been cooking the whole time, man.
He hasn't missed.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned Jabari and Tari Eason the next year. Let's see if I can pull up the rest of them. Amen is in there. Your boy, Cam Whitmore. How do we leave Cam Whitmore? And then Reese's favorite player, Reese Sheppard.
No, Reese loves Rob Dillingham.
Why do I always think it's Reese Sheppard? That's the second time. I know that's at least the second time I've done that.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Rob's playing. Oh, snap. My boy Rob playing today.
So weird. Your son is weird.
So Rob is his boy.
Man, Raphael Stone, hell of a general manager.
Yeah, man. So I mean, that's the other aspect of it, man. You gotta hit. You gotta hit, man. And hopefully Scott Perry, once again, no matter where he's drafting or whatever, is able to find these players. If he wants to go about it going through the draft, like, find these big time players, man. Once again, I don't care how you get it done. I really don't. You want to tank? Be my guest. You want to build through trades?
If you want to tank. Don't miss.
That's it. That's all that matters, man.
Don't miss.
You want to build through trades and acquisitions? Don't get cute. Do that, too, and that works, too.
What was the Sengun trade?
And I'm once again, I'm not going to act like I'm happy watching a 15-win team.
Sure.
Because even if the Rooks are good, I need them to turn that into wins at some point. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the argument against a guy like LaMelo. LaMelo's a rookie of the year winner. It ain't turned into wins. He can be as good as he wants to, or when he plays, be as good as he wants to. If it's not turning into wins after a certain amount of time, yeah, you can go too.
It's going to be, I mean, you know, for the blow it up crowd, man, they're going to need to. And I know they're bad. I understand they're bad without blowing it up. They're talented enough to stumble across some wins. You might not want that when you realize, you know, you talk about Washington being completely comfortable where they are. You know who else I think is really comfortable is Indiana.
Mm, for sure.
I think Indiana's just, hey, so, Pat, you know, Siakam, sorry, guys, we're really sorry. Have fun. Get some good cardio. We'll feed you guys right. Enjoy the cities. Just go play basketball. Go to the stoplight and turn around. Just do that. No need to overcomplicate things because you get Ty back. And Ty I mean, we're talking June. Ty's flirting with a full off season of, like, not rehab,
right,
but a full off season of training.
He can work out in
off-season. Like, because of the nature of his injury and being ruled out the entire year, he can actually use the regular off season to train and not just rehab. And you get a top pick. You're if I'm Indiana, I'm feeling good. If I'm a Pacer fan, I'm like, that's all right.
Yeah,
last year was fun. We'll see what happens.
We're playing with house money. I know you love that.
I do. I hate it. It's my money. Like, I want it. It's my money. But yeah, like, let's go ahead and get this top pick. Like, maybe we San Antonio Spurs ourselves into a situation where we wind up with another really, really good player to play along with Tyrese and Pascal Siakam. Those guys, I, you know, they're perfectly comfortable where they are. But when you talk about the Sacramento Kings finishing with as bad of a record possible, as finishing with the best draft odds as possible, you've got Brooklyn. You've got Charlotte, who we have mentioned far too much today. You've got the Clippers. And God knows what, like, they can't. They can't blow it. They can't afford to lose. And then Dallas and Utah are still kind of lingering around the bad category.
Right.
And who knows where Dallas winds up at. There's reports about, you know, general managers, executives, they don't find, they just can't stomach Anthony Davis's contract. They might not be able to move him. It's like, all right, like, I don't know if that's good or bad for Dallas, but Dallas could be a team that winds up stumbling into a few too many victories that plays them out of a potential top 10 conversation. The important part to note, though, is tanking or not, and everyone is aware of this because of the team I just mentioned, the change to the lottery actually worked. It changed the lottery.
Yeah.
Utah, Washington desperate for the bottom four, because the bottom four, they just need to be top eight. Finishing in the bottom four guarantees they finish in the top eight. I think finishing in the bottom five will guarantee that, because I think you can't get any lower than sixth if you're in the bottom five. But there's a lot of bad basketball teams.
There is. You know, I was having the it was just really cool to talk to Jerry Reynolds yesterday. And I think I had asked them a question about change of scenery. And, like, do you factor that in when you talk about some of these guys, you know, Ja, LaMelo, the guys we've been talking about, and but just in general for players? And he said, absolutely. And he said something that I was just like, man, really? You really feel this way? He said he thinks about 90% of the players in the NBA need a change of scenery at some point in their career.
Oh, okay.
He's like, and he's right. Like, when you really think about it, how many guys stay with the teams? At some point, it's like, yeah, it's run its course. I need a change of scenery. And his thought process was, especially like if you're a rookie, you're the savior. Everything is catered to you. And, you know, sometimes guys can get lost in that. They get lost in how everything is catered to what they want, and they're the franchise and all this other stuff. You get traded. Like, it goes sour after a while. You're not winning, or something happens. You get traded. Well, you go somewhere where they didn't choose you. And now you got to figure out, like, what you want to do with your career. Do you want to, you got to fight to rebuild yourself in this new location? And I just kind of thought that was number one, spot on, and just fascinating, where I never thought about it that way. The majority of these guys, yeah, they need a change of scenery. And we talk about the guys that we've been talking about for the past month or so. What if those guys just need a change of scenery, just need a reality check, a wake-up call, and you end up getting the best version of those players because they're not in the same place where they were drafted and coddled and catered to, and now they got to get back to grinding a little bit.
Well, Scott Perry's got some work to do this offseason, that's for sure. The Sacramento Kings will take on the Miami Heat tomorrow in Miami without Dennis Schroeder. Jason Anderson reported earlier today that the Sacramento Kings have already ruled Dennis Schroeder out for tomorrow night's game against Miami. I think it was a hip flexor strain. That's a tough look. Let's get TC in here, the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. I say that because Dennis has been really good coming off the bench for Sacramento, and they've definitely missed him. I think we'll also be locked in. I know my phone will be in hand 30 minutes before the start of that game to see if the starting lineup changes, as Doug kind of teased that following the last game where our man Max had the performance that he.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Did. Let's see what TC talking about here, 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers?
What up, though? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm just vibing, bro. So, like, I'm kind of caught in the middle of what y'all all was saying. Like, you, Jesse, what y'all was talking about, the draft and taking swings on players. So, like, one thing I wanted to say, you know, to speak out to Kings fans, and I know everybody do their research and all that, but I'm like, has anybody looked at the cupboard? Everybody keep talking about tanking. Well, we've been quietly doing that with how bad we've been other than the Beam team. So if you look at the draft picks, bro, we got our own draft pick this year in 2 seconds, right? In a stacked draft that everybody said. Not only do we got 2 first-round picks next year, also with 2 seconds next year. Then we got 2 first-round picks in 2031 with all of our picks in between. So what are we talking about? We act like we're the Clippers or Milwaukee with no draft capital, right? So as far as taking a swing on one of these guys, I get it. With the injury. But if we're not giving up 2 and 3 like a Giannis deal, if say if we like giving up a Zach LaVine in a 2031, bro, that's worth the gamble on any of those three players we're talking about. A Ja, a LaMelo, a Zion, or a Trey. Excuse me, I'll say three, but I mean four. Any one of those guys, it's worth the gamble, bro. It's not like we hurting. We got to build somewhere. I know we got to build in a draft, but also you got to build in free agency. But also you got to build with taking swings. And those guys are worth swings. We're not talking about taking a swing on DeMar DeRozan right now at 36. No, bro, we're talking about 25, 26, 20, how, LaMelo 24. Like, that's a good swing, big dog, the upside. If you're not giving up a lot, if it don't work out, at the end you're like, you know what? It just didn't work out, but we didn't lose nothing. So we're moving on to the next plan. That's where I'll be coming at when I'm talking about the draft. Because our cupboard is stacked, bro. We're not hurting.
Thank you, TC.
No doubt, TC.
I like
no
that.
No doubt.
That
Dame was going to push his forehead up to the top of his head. Like, I got to get him out of here before something bad happens.
The fact that you faded him down and then brought him back
just
up.
Just so you guys know, yeah, there's
still
there.
He was still talking. TC, look, TC feels how he feels. He's passionate about his favorite team. TC, this team has not quietly been tanking. They're bad. They have not quietly been tanking at all. They've just been bad.
Yeah. Now, some conspiracy theorists, I may or may not be somebody that subscribes to this. I don't know. Some conspiracy theorist feels Scott had a feel it'd go this way. Maybe not this way exactly, but Scott was like, we need a good draft pick, and I want to move on from damn near everybody. So put the team together however I put the team together. Whatever happens, happens. I'm not mad at any scenario. Some would say that was his mindset. And I don't know if they're 100% wrong.
Tell me the benefit in that.
Gives you all the more reason to get people out of here that you don't want here. I'm talking players. And you can...
But why couldn't you do that already? If you went in with this idea, I don't want these guys here. Like, why... And maybe you didn't. Maybe you did. Maybe you tried not to. But why wait?
Maybe you couldn't do it at the time. Maybe you couldn't move a Zach LaVine, or maybe Sabonis is a guy that you weren't crazy about. But how are you gonna move on Sabonis this summer?
Can I tell you why I think that's flawed, Dennis? You paid a decent amount of money to get Dennis Schroeder. Dennis did not sign a vet minimum. I don't even think he signed a true mid-level. Like, you signed Dennis Schroeder, and I feel like you did that for a reason.
How about this?
Okay.
And maybe this is diving too deep into it, but how about you sign Dennis because you know you can move him at any point? Dennis might be moved after December 15th. And you can use...
Can you move him at any point? He has this year, next year, the third... It's the DeMar thing, right? The third year is not guaranteed. I think that's...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But, I mean, the fact that we hear people talking about that says that you probably can. You got people talking about interest in Dennis Schroeder right now. We hear more interest in Dennis Schroeder than we do Malik Monk.
Yeah, that's so weird to me. I like Dennis. That's weird to me.
Yeah. But if he comes in there and he plays well, good. We're winning. I think the more so to that thought process is there is no bad scenario. If this team here wins and we make a play-in, playoff push, cool. Like, that's good. The boss will be happy. You know, that's fine. But if we aren't good, I'm not mad either. Because now I can implement this part of my plan. I think instead of saying he outright sabotaged us and make that, I think that's more so what it was. There was no bad scenario this year for Scott Perry. There was not a bad scenario. Either one works.
Okay. I guess that works. I'm struggling with the Dennis Schroeder thing, but we do hear stuff.
Mm.
I don't know what that nets you, but I guess I get it. 10 more days, everybody. 10 more days. By the way, on December 15th, nothing will happen.
You remember that one debacle a few years ago on this show? We were like, oh, it's almost December 15th. I'm counting down like it was New Year and nothing happened.
Yeah, the same thing happened with free agency this year. Yes, I remember that very, very well, which is why I point out 10 days.
How many days?
10.
10 days. 10 days, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, welcome, Dwayne. We were talking about you earlier.
It's more than 6 days. It's less than 6 weeks, but it's 10 days. 10 days, and then guys like Dennis Schroeder, guys like Jonathan Kuminga, who actually I think is more like 30 days. He's not 10. Guys like Rashawn Holmes. Guys like Keith Van Horn. They can all be moved on December 15th.
This makes me wish Leezy was back on the phone.
Do you want me to call Mike Brown?
I would prefer you didn't.
Is he already on the line?
Let's see. Hold on. Ring, ring. Oh, that's Mike Brown.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Oh, Jesse. Sorry. I didn't realize it was you. I was too busy talking to my guys after a tough loss in Boston where Jaylen Brown. Where my guys. They didn't have the same ferocity that I would have wanted them to have in that situation.
Did you say?
But my guys will be ready to go when they get back on the floor again. Did you know I'm the reason why Keon Ellis is in the league? I am. Shannon, you right? You know, James, you know.
It is funny how many times he'd look over at Shannon and go, Shannon, right? Shannon. Am I right? Shannon, like, bro, leave me alone, man. Stop bringing me into your stupid press conferences. I still haven't forgiven you for the time you said, well, that's the media's fault. That's the media relations people's fault. I just pulled up a random Mike Brown press conference. Let's see what he says.
What up, Monica? he's going to warm up, and we'll see what he's going to go out there and warm up.
Please call.
Give me a call.
Please call.
There probably will be if
he looks like he's about to.
If
bro, it's the same voice.
You're not going to tell us the starters, right?
No, because I want to see how OG warms up, and I'll hear back from him.
Oh, boo, Mike, boo, cough.
Did he say what up, Unc? I think he did. Let's see if I can find one more from.
Hey, Mike, you got an update on Kevin? Who?
I don't know.
I was in a meeting.
I was in a meeting.
The hell, Mike? It's your player.
Let's see.
That was a bizarre moment. That was a bizarre.
That was.
The meeting don't know where he is.
I don't know if I've ever done this before. I've been doing this for a while. But our defensive player of the game was Ariel, and he had zero defensive rebounds, and he fouled out. So interesting, but having said that, his impact was huge.
No glasses.
A couple blocks, 50-50 balls, and then he went vertical a couple of times and changed shots in the paint. So I'm happy for him, and this is a guy who hadn't played much in a while. So. He logged a lot of minutes for us, at least in his case, 12 minutes or a little over 12 minutes, but he was our defensive player of the game.
Didn't say my guy.
We're going to need more facial expression.
Maybe this is on you.
What?
Maybe this is, he didn't cough. He didn't say my guys. He didn't push up his glasses one time. Maybe your impression is off.
That's my boy, Mike Brown, man. I got love for Mike. Impression is the sincerest form of flattery. Mike Brown's my guy.
I think it's imitation.
Imitation. That's what it is.
Sincerest form of flattery.
Imitation.
Let me see. I would, God, if I'm able to find this video on the fly, I'll be so happy. Let's see. No, there's no way I'm going to be able to find it. Oh. Nope. Oh. Nope. Hold on. I thought I might get lucky and find the video of him talking about Kevin Herter.
I didn't know.
I wanted to find the video of him talking about, I didn't know. I was in a meeting.
Oh, man. That was a classic. I don't know. That's almost like, I mentioned it. I don't know if you ever heard it.
I saw a girl, Rachel, in a video. Rachel, if you're watching, we miss you, Rachel.
Man. When Steve Kerr didn't know about Jonathan Kuminga a couple weeks ago. They were like, how's Jonathan Kuminga coming along? He's like, I don't.
Honestly, guys, I don't know.
I don't know. You know,
guys, he might not make it. I don't know.
This could be it, friend.
It's your player. What are you talking about?
But I guess it's all love in New York between Kevin and Mike now.
Oh, man. Yeah, he told me.
Oh, I told Kevin when I saw him. He just took the Sacramento place. All right, Mike. All right, man. Hey, man, this weekend, Steelers, Ravens, Jags, Colts, Bears, Packers.
Bears, Packers, I'm tapped in. Oh, did you ever see Micah Parsons? If you didn't, don't worry about it.
No, he was cussing a lot, yeah.
Yeah, but he was, like, really bizarre. It's not a direct quote, but Jesse, if you heard it, tell me this is exactly how he sounded. He's like, rivalries, because they asked him about the Bears and the Packers rivalry. He's like, rivalries are for the fans. I don't really get into that. I don't play that way. I play for the respect. And they were disrespecting. And it makes me think that that's why I play. So when after the game,
Micah, you're not.
They
making...
say, Micah, you that dude. That's why I play.
Come on, man.
And the disrespect, I didn't like the disrespect they had. But I was in Dallas when they were talking about Ben Johnson, so I don't know nothing about that. Okay. But I play for the respect.
Okay.
He's not wrong. It's a little dramatized. But yeah.
All right, moving forward.
That's exactly how.
Can the fake Micah Parsons and the real Micah Parsons please just shut the hell up?
I listened to him, but I was like,
please don't talk anymore.
All right, I get you. Wait a minute. Where'd he go? No, I don't really. Huh? How'd we get here? Oh, wait. All right. Now I think I got you. What are we talking about again?
Jesus. I'm looking forward to this weekend. This will be good. I'm hoping the Ravens put the Steelers out of their misery permanently. Man, this Jags-Colts game is massive. Someone's going to mess around and miss the playoffs.
Is it going to be the Colts?
It could be.
We've been doing this a lot.
They've lost three of four.
What's that schedule looking like?
Jaguars, Seahawks, 49ers, Jaguars, Texans.
Bro, they might not win another game.
It doesn't. I mean, even if you split with Jacksonville, you have to beat Houston. The Jags schedule coming up is obviously Indy. The Jets, they have the Broncos, then the Colts again. And obviously, they're going to close out their season. If the Jaguars are closing out with the Texans, that means they're closing out with the Titans. Oh, that will suck. I'll hate that for them. They really might miss the playoffs.
And the one of the things that I just did not like is this Daniel Jones injury. What do you mean he's playing with a fractured fibula?
Yeah, I don't even know how that works.
I don't want him to get tackled.
Painkillers?
Yeah, how is he standing?
Yeah, I don't want him to get tackled. I don't want, like, what are you talking about? He's playing with a fractured fibula.
I got an idea. Let's run the video back of Alex Smith for him. Let's run that back. Daniel Jones wants in the MVP conversation, by the way. This whole thing has just gone so south in the last 4 weeks.
That reminds me. Did you see Dan Orlovsky?
In his green shirt? I didn't.
I don't know if he had the green shirt on at this time. I didn't see you. This was on Get Up.
Good morning.
He said that if the Packers beat the Bears on Sunday,
okay,
Jordan Love should be really high back in the MVP race. Settle down.
Well, wait a minute. Why? So, okay, tell me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. If I name three MVP candidates, Drake May, Mm-hmm. Matthew Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a third.
I mean, it depends on what your criteria is. Because
I'm asking you.
I say Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
We all know how that plays, though. He ain't going to win it. I might even
So Jonathan Taylor's out of the discussion
Jonathan
now.
Jonathan Taylor should be there.
Well, he should be too.
Yeah, he should be there too right now.
Why can't Jordan Love be? He said high up in the conversation.
Maybe he didn't say high up. He just said conversation.
Okay. Well, why can't he be in the conversation?
He ain't been good enough this year.
Feels like a two-person race at this point.
It does. But in the scenario, the Packers beat the Bears. They're 9-3-1. He's 19 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't he be in the conversation?
He hasn't cracked 3,000 yards.
Yeah, he hasn't even really been great this season. Like, they're winning, but it's like, I feel like we've talked about, he's been fine, but I wouldn't call him an MVP.
He can't get into discussion just because of that pass against Carolina.
No. Jordan Love winds back. Oh, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. There's 6 Panthers defenders there. Game's over. Yeah, like the Packers are good, but I don't. That's kind of just handing Jordan Love an MVP conversation.
To me, it feels
10-3 or whatever it is.
It's Drake May and it's Matthew Stafford. That's the conversation to me right now.
Yep.
And to me, it's Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford is the MVP. Okay. But if it's putting names in a conversation, I'm perfectly fine with Jordan Love being in the conversation. He's had a fine season. He's not in, to me, my discussion is down to 2 players. I think it'll stay that way unless something goes really weird with either one of those teams. To me, Matt Stafford is the MVP. And what if Green Bay beats Chicago twice?
Good for Green Bay.
Okay.
Jordan Love ain't my MVP. Not in my league, not my NFL.
He can be in my conversation. He'll be in also ran, but he'll be in my conversation.
Jordan, the Packers.
And that's if you make me talk about it for a long time, because really the conversation is the 2 guys.
The Packers win the rest of their game. They went out, you know, and I hear what you're saying. I'm not saying it's to you. You know, the worst MVP of all time if he won the MVP.
If they went out, he's probably somewhere in the vicinity of 30-3, 30-4.
Like 3,500 yards.
Probably,
like
yeah.
Hell no. And I was there. I was alive.
And I don't know how to do the math. Is it 12-3-1?
I think
or
so.
Would it be 13-3-1?
13-3-1.
Yeah, because 17 games.
I was alive. I was there.
Okay.
There was no scenario where Jordan Love was the MVP this year. I might even go Bo Nix before I go Jordan Love.
All right, that's ridiculous.
That's hate.
That's ridiculous.
Wanted to look at my bad.
We got 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
I wanted to go Sam Darnold, but he's 19-10.
Yeah, his season has shifted a little bit. Is it fair? The MVP is still to be decided?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I think so too. For me, Matt Stafford's in the pole position, though.
Rams don't win the division. Yeah, Matt Stafford's not the MVP, I don't think.
Mm. Yeah, no, I agree. And then, like, we're having a real conversation about Drake May after that. I do think you have to be the best or one of the best teams in the league. Like, you have to be in that conversation.
I know how it works. Before we get out, I know how it works, but CMC, 1,000.
Was there a precedent for that?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't think that. He's done it before and didn't win the MVP.
Tragic.
But if they run the table, if your boys run the table, maybe that's the conversation. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you back here Monday at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, everyone that would help the Niners seeding.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.